Good evening, all. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I'm sure we all will have to agree that this should be the starting point of any conversation when we talk to others about God, as we should not put ourselves on pedestals thinking we are better than others, or even worse, talking the talk but not doing the actions that align with these words that we talk. Yes, I am a sinner. But I'm someone that has been created in God's image, as in Genesis 1 verse 27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Thus, I have the capability in me to follow God, a God that created me, and also the possibility to lead others to God. Sorry. How much more important is it not going to be when we do come out of these strange times we find ourselves? When we do come out of lockdown, will we have learned some patience with the people that cross our paths? Because if anything, lockdown has probably taught us a bit of patience, standing in queues, waiting to go shopping. But unfortunately, that is not our human nature. We are of the instant world, the Google generation. We want information, we Google it. We want something, we look at it on the internet, order it from Amazon for next day delivery. Everything is literally at our fingertips. We want to talk to friends, we pick up the phone and call them. It does not matter which country they live in or which time zones they are in. What happened to the days of going to the library and searching for the information using the Dewey Decimal System, or waiting for a parcel in the post, memorizing people's phone numbers, or arranging specific times to call people? I must be honest, I see this impatience in my own life. I recently planted some vegetables in our garden, not enough to feed an army, but just a few so that the kids could see the food as it grows. But unfortunately, it does not happen overnight, and I constantly find myself whinging and whining about the fact that it's taking way too long. But then I think the fact being at home, looking at the vegetable every day doesn't help my impatience. Which brings me to tonight's passage or parable, a parable that has been spoken, preached about plenty of times. But we can also take it and relate it to our modern lives. A parable that was given to people of the time, but they did not understand it. How much lucky are we then that we have received the meaning of the parable? We can take it and we can apply it. The parable I would like to share with you is the parable of the sower. So if we could turn to Matthew 13, verse 1 to 9, and then we'll also read 18 to 22. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him, and got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprung up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And of course, then between verse 9 and 18, the disciples asked Jesus, but what does this mean? What does it mean? And then, of course, Jesus goes on to explain it. And this is where we become lucky in the sense that we've had this message conveyed to us so that we can understand it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away that was sown in their hearts. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But Since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble and persecution comes because of the world, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refer to someone who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling in good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This parable serves as sort of as an example for us all to be spiritual farmers. And it's for anybody that teaches the word of God or preaches the word of God, or anybody that just speaks to anybody at work or wherever, trying to guide people towards God. The farmer sowed good seed, but not all seeds took root or achieved harvest that was expected. There is a warning to us all in this. We should not get discouraged if we feel that someone is not listening to the words that we are speaking. Belief is not something that we can measure by a simple mathematical formula. No, belief is the miracle that happens when God's Holy Spirit uses the words to help us to understand it and to convey it across to others. But as believers, we must first open our own hearts to the Word of God, asking for God to help us in being people that has been created in His image. They say the human ear can hear many sounds, although I'm sure some women will disagree when it comes to their husbands on this regard. If we truly search for the will of God, our spiritual ears will be open to the Word of God. Thus, we will be more able to lead others to the Word of God. Jesus used the parable to reveal the truth to those who were truly searching for the Word of God. Those that were ready, they understood it. For others, it was just another story. So to come back to an earlier point, we should not be discouraged if the story did not have meaning for the first time for somebody. Something I have learned from having kids is that repetition is sometimes the key. We need to nurture people, being there for them every step of the way. This might mean sharing our own falters with them as we learn through mistakes, and this will make us more human to those with lesser spirit than ourselves, and letting them know that good soil is achievable. But let us look at the four different types of soils and how do we approach each one of them. The seed that fell in the path. I'm sure we can all imagine this path. It's been a path that's been walked so many times that there's no soil. Nothing will grow on it. It represents a closed heart. A heart that's been hurt by people in the past, a person that has been consumed by the hustle and bustle of the world, not taking the time to absorb what he has heard. This is most likely the hardest person to reach when we speak to them about God, the person who's someone that believes that all he has done is unlovable to a God. We must help them walk a different path, allowing the ground to recover, allowing wounds to be healed. But this is not something that just happens overnight, and it's not something we can do alone. We need to ensure that God is with us every step of the way when we talk to people. Yeah. Then the seed that fell on the rocky place. These are the people that I think attend the big festivals. This weekend would have been big church day out. Unfortunately, that's not happening, but it's the people that attend the big church day out. They get swept up in the moment. They experience God's glory in everything at that moment, but then they go back into the world. And this, I believe, is where we as church and believers fail the most. As we do not nourish those people, we allow them to just be in the moment Christians. Again, we must walk a path with them through their growth. Sometimes we must be willing, if they are willing, to uproot them and plant them in more fertile soil. But again, this can only be done with the help of God. Then, of course, the seed that fell among the thorns. These are the seeds that grow up in the situation they were dealt with between the thorns. At first, they might have been fruitful and been servants of God, but then their structure around them fell away. Things happened, and they started to doubt their own belief. It might have been the passing of a loved one. Again, we as believers fail these people, and as we are so consumed in our own little worlds, maybe this lockdown has not been such a bad thing, as it has made us think about others. Let us just hope that when lockdown stops, we don't stop thinking about others. And then, of course, the seed that fell in the good soil. This is where we all want to be, I'm sure. But it's hard, as we can so easily become any of the other soils where the seeds have been sown, because we do not spend quality time with God. What I have found with a vegetable garden or patch, it seems a continuous job pulling out weeds that somehow just grow in the soil. The world starts taking over time we spent with God. All plants need light to grow, as very little grows in the dark. So remember this, as per Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4, 5-6. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Thus, when we talk to others about God, let us put Jesus on the pedestal, not ourselves. Let the light of Jesus shine through us so that we can become beacons of hope for the people of the world, so that all will listen, so that all that listens will have an open heart and find root in true faith. Let us be there for each other and walk the path together, being patient with others. As we all grow differently, again, if I can use the example of my vegetable patch, I've planted vegetables in exactly the same vegetables in two different planters, yet the one is flourishing, the other one is barely breaking the ground. Thus, we are all at different paths in our spiritual life. Inspire and build each other up through the Word of God. Let us be guided by the fruit of the Spirit, as there is no law against this. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Always remember that I am a sinner, and it is only through God's great love that I have been saved. The starting point of any conversation when talking to people about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.